Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 62 degrees. KNSS breaking news. Police are investigating a fatal traffic accident this morning in southwest Wichita. Two people are dead. Police say one person was riding a bicycle, the other a motorcycle. The crash occurred at Harry and Palisade around 2:45 a.m. For 16 days, Senate Republicans and Democrats have been at odds over how to reopen and fund the government.
The Senate failing to advance Republicans' House-passed government funding measure for the ninth time Wednesday.
Republicans are unwilling to spend a dime to provide affordable health care to working-class Americans. That's unacceptable. The American people deserve better.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and fellow Democrats calling on Republicans to negotiate on the extension of Affordable Care Act tax credits. Republicans say they're open to negotiating after reopening the government.
Every day that goes by, there are more and more Americans who are getting smaller and smaller paychecks, people who work for the federal government.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Police are investigating a shooting in South Wichita last night. Just after 10 p.m., police were called to a shots fired report in the 3500 block of South Hydraulic. They found a person suffering from an apparent gunshot wound, the person hospitalized in critical condition. No word on the circumstances of the shooting or a possible suspect. An Oklahoma woman accused of killing two Kansas women pleaded no contest Tuesday to multiple charges.
55-year-old Tiffany Adams was found guilty in Texas County, Oklahoma, on two counts of first-degree murder, two counts of unlawful removal of a dead body, and two counts of unlawful desecration of a human corpse in the deaths of Veronica Butler and Julian Kelly. Prosecutors say the deaths resulted from a custody battle between Adams and Kelly on behalf of her son, Kelly's ex-husband. Four other people have also been charged in the case. Sentencing for Adams was scheduled for January 28th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At Wednesday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, the board received an update on the continued growth at WSU Tech.
Dr. Sherry Utash says enrollment currently stands at 6,960 students. Enrollment in their professional pilots program is up nearly 130%, while their alternative fuels program is up nearly 70%. She says a student who begins taking classes at WSU Tech as a high school sophomore or junior can graduate from both at nearly the same time and are at a major advantage when entering the workforce.
They have no student loan debt, so they can go buy a car, they can buy a home, they can be, you know, very economically productive. I'm starting to say that what we're doing with this is creating generational wealth.
Facilities are growing, too, with expansion underway at the National Center for Aviation Training and the Biomedical Campus in the downtown. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A setback for conservative Christians in Oklahoma.
The state's new public school superintendent, Lindell Fields, is rescinding a mandate from his predecessor, which required schools to incorporate the Bible into lesson plans for students. State Education Department spokeswoman Tara Thompson says Fields believes those decisions are best made on the local level.
I think it's less about taking a stance and more about giving control back to the local school boards and the local school superintendents in those communities.
The directive from former Superintendent Ryan Walters last year prompted immediate condemnation from civil rights groups who, along with parents and teachers, filed a lawsuit, which is still pending. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
President Trump is not ruling out military action in Venezuela to target drug cartels.
Venezuela's government says the U.S. has been violating international law by using military strikes to take out suspected drug-running boats. And President Trump confirmed Wednesday he authorized covert CIA operations inside Venezuela. He said he did so because the government of Venezuela and its leader, Nicolas Maduro, had released prisoners into the U.S. and drugs were coming into the U.S. from Venezuela. The Maduro government has been saying the U.S. is trying to produce a regime change. Meanwhile, lawmakers on Capitol Hill say the president may not have the legal authority to use lethal force on suspected drug-carrying boats. Joel Nadeau, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:05, 5 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. 62 degrees. One of the most significant airlifts in Alaska history was underway Wednesday to move hundreds of people from coastal villages ravaged by high surf and strong winds from the remnants of Typhoon Halong last weekend. The storm brought record water levels to two low-flying communities and washed away homes, some with people inside. At least one person was killed and two are missing. Makeshift shelters were quickly established and swelled to about 1,500 people, an extraordinary number in a sparsely populated region where communities are reachable only by air or water. Two San Antonio, Texas police officers were injured and the gunman killed in a shootout Wednesday.
Police in San Antonio, Texas say they got a 911 call from a motel, but the call dropped before they could get details. As it turns out, three police officers were nearby where a suspicious man was taunting them. Police Chief Bill McManus told reporters the man left and came back shouting at the cops.
I'm not going back to prison. I'm not going back to jail.
Then took off running.
And he was running. He started pulling at his waistband. Pulled out a pistol.
The three officers and man got into a gunfight, leaving two officers shot in the arm and the suspect dead at the scene. The officers are expected to recover. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Police have not publicly released the gunman's name. President Trump is suggesting he would deploy National Guard troops to San Francisco. Fox's Kevin Cork has more from Washington.
President said federal law enforcement will set its size on the city by the bay. That happening during remarks at the White House as the FBI touted its more than 23,000 violent criminal arrests since the president returned to office. Flanked by the FBI director, Cash Patel, he also said since his return to power, the Bureau has destroyed or disrupted more than 170 organized criminal enterprises, confiscated more than 6,000 illegal firearms, and seized enough fentanyl to kill 55 million people.
The president also suggested San Francisco officials supported the move, even though the mayor argued a deployment is unnecessary and that homicides were at a 70-year low. A California city is restricting self-checkouts in an attempt to stop shoplifting.
The Long Beach law requires at least one staff member monitoring every three self-checkout stations. Designed to help the stores fight shoplifting, it's put a strain on some of them because they've not been able to hire sufficient staff to comply. So they shut down the lanes altogether. The National Retail Federation says that since the pandemic, stores nationwide have seen a staggering 93% increase in shoplifting. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic right now in Wichita. Well, things are actually looking pretty good. Not really seeing too many problems out there in the way of traffic tie-ups or slowdowns. Really not seeing any tie-ups at all. Slowdowns maybe a little bit of heavy traffic on MacArthur, especially eastbound on MacArthur, right around K-15 in that Spirit Aero Systems area, but really no surprise there this time of morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny skies this morning, then just a few clouds and warm this afternoon. 81 is the high, southeast winds, 15 to 25 and gusty. Mostly clear this evening, could see a shower or storm late tonight into Friday morning. Overnight low 62. Partly cloudy, breezy and warm on Friday with a high in the low 80s. Chance of storms on Friday evening, those could be strong, turning much cooler this weekend. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a clear sky, southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. 62 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And a high temperature yesterday in Wichita, 83 degrees. Normal high for the date, 72. So we were above normal. At least we were at Eisenhower Airport yesterday. Stephen Ted in the morning here, 6:13 on a Thursday morning. And it was on this date 232 years ago. That would be 1793. Queen Marie Antoinette was beheaded via the guillotine at the time of the French Revolution. She's most famous for saying, "Let them eat cake," when her subjects were dying from starvation. But pretty much any historian will tell you she never really said that. Apparently the French people involved in the revolution heard that she said that, and that was enough to lop off her head. The French Revolution...
I don't know that they needed a whole lot of convincing any amount of head lopping during the French Revolution.
They were just kind of discriminately, lopping heads.
Yeah.
Ugly. I mean, that's not the way to do a revolution, right? Well, they did it that way. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, dozens of reporters turned in access badges and exited the Pentagon Wednesday, rather than agree to government-imposed restrictions on their work, pushing journalists who cover the American military further from the seat of its power. The nation's leadership called the new rules common sense to help regulate a very disruptive press. I guess they have never read Amendment Number 1. Nobody there in the entire administration has read Amendment Number 1. News outlets were nearly unanimous in rejecting new rules imposed by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth that would leave journalists vulnerable to expulsion if they sought to report on information, classified or otherwise, that had not been approved by Hegseth for release. You're talking about a guy who's not as smart as I am, who's wanting to control this. Come on. That's ridiculous. I think every major news organization bailed on him. So now what they're going to do is, they're going to contact their people by phone, unofficially, and get a bunch of inside stuff that maybe they weren't getting before, because there are going to be disgruntled people within the Pentagon leaking information. It's going to reverse itself. It's going to be a big reversal there of their plans. Stephen Ted Show number 7,036.
Wow.
And hey, you can listen to us easily. If you are right now, probably FM 98.7 or maybe AM 1330, you could also be listening online at knssradio.com through the Odyssey app. You can listen to us 24/7 if you want to and never miss a Steve and Ted episode. Had a partly cloudy, rainy day. Well, a partly cloudy day. Let's put it that way. Across South Central Kansas Wednesday, and Wichita's high temperature was 83 degrees. Normal high for the day to 72. And I got out for a little walk yesterday, and it wasn't bad. It was a little warm, but there was a nice breeze, and it was very pleasant. So get out there and get your exercise. And just a reminder, local election day coming up November 4th, and advanced voting has already started. We have a story on that in our news this morning. All right, coming up on 6:17, Stephen Ted in the morning here with Jad Chambers on the sports desk this morning. Jad's got the leadoff sports. Jad, take it away.
Well, not really a whole lot happening in sports, but we do have a follow-up to something that happened yesterday that we talked about. The Big 12 Conference announced yesterday that it has fined Texas Tech and Kansas $25,000 each in relation to the what they call alleged pocket knife incident that occurred during Saturday's college football matchup in Lubbock. KU coach Lance Leipold alleged that a pocket knife hit a KU staff member and then blasted the league's office handling of the rules surrounding objects thrown from the crowd. The league's fine to Texas Tech was for, quote, repeated instances of objects being thrown onto the playing surface, which did happen. Whether it was tortillas or a pocket knife, that definitely did happen. Kansas's fine was for disparaging comments about the conference and a member institution and an inaccurate statement regarding a pocket knife by head coach Lance Leipold.
So they fine Texas Tech for throwing objects, and then they fine KU coach for telling people they're throwing objects.
Yeah, more or less.
Have anybody at the NCAA or the league ever read Amendment Number 1? Good Lord. Come on, folks. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, of course, what this is, I watched the videotape.
Yeah.
What can be seen on the videotape kind of goes both directions, because what it shows is that most likely no coach was hit by whatever it was that was thrown.
Sure.
But the reason that you can kind of tell that is because whatever object it is, and it seems to be a pocket knife.
The video does, knife, probably.
Yeah. The pocket knife does not really show up very clearly, but whatever did hit the ground hit with a tremendous amount of force. The league is trying to say, well, that could have fallen out of somebody's pocket, and I'm thinking it wouldn't have bounced the way it did and caught the player who picked it up's attention if it hadn't have been thrown from the crowd. If it had just fallen out of the pocket, nobody would have noticed it. Instead, it bounced enough that a player was like, oh, what was that? So it was obvious it was thrown from the crowd.
Yeah. Quite a controversy there.
Really is. The video doesn't really show a whole lot.
Yeah.
The athletic director at KU, Travis Goff, released a statement saying the circumstances of Saturday night were unfortunate. We take ownership of our emotionally charged response. Coach Leipold should not have addressed the matter publicly. This should have been handled privately with the conference and Texas Tech and not in the heat of the moment. So the athletic director is just trying to calm things down a little bit. Leipold apologized to the Big 12. He said he spoke in a heated moment and it was a little out of, things got out of control. And, you know, that's the kind of thing you say to try and save your job. But I mean, look, our buddies at 12 have the video up right now and you're watching it.
You can't see anything in that.
Anything. Yeah, there is a cell phone. And you see that guy turn around right there?
What's that?
If that had just fallen out of somebody's pocket, there's no way he would have heard that. There's no way he would have noticed it at all.
There was 65,000 fans there screaming at him.
Yeah, exactly. There's just, it's ridiculous. But that's what's going on there. Fines going both ways. All right, elsewhere in sports, hey, some good news for Wichita. The city of Wichita has been named the best sports event host city in the 2025 Sports Travel Awards, a national recognition by Sports Travel Magazine. Wichita was one of five finalists that also included Atlanta, Boise, Charlotte, Des Moines, and Milwaukee. According to the press release from Sports Travel Magazine, Wichita hosted sports events that delivered nearly $61 million in estimated total economic impact. Some of the events that they're talking about, the 2025 U.S. Figure Skating Championships, the NCAA Men's Basketball Division I Championships, first and second round, Athletes Unlimited Softball, NAIA Men's and Women's Wrestling National Championships, the Professional Fighters League, the Basketball Tournament, TBT, the Wichita Regional in that, the NJCAA Men's and Women's Soccer National Championships, NAIA Men's Soccer National Championships, the USA Lacrosse WCLA Championships, and the U.S. Soccer National President's Cup, and there were more. So, wow. Wichita's doing very well as far as hosting big-time sports events, and we got plenty coming next year, too. Some of those coming back.
In other words, the door is open.
Yes.
And a great big welcome mat is there if you want to come and see us.
Exactly. Good place to visit.
That's it.
Plenty to do while you're watching all the sporting events that we're hosting.
Absolutely.
Really is. Finally, Steve, three Kansas City Royals named 2025 Rawlings Gold Glove finalists. Royals Bobby Witt Jr., Mikhail Garcia, and Kyle Isbell named finalists at their respective positions. Shortstop, third base for Garcia and Isbell in center field there. Witt got his second nomination after winning his first Gold Glove in 2024. Garcia and Isbell earned their first nominations. And let's see, a couple of other last-minute things. Opening night Saturday against the Allen Americans for the Wichita Thunder. We have a chance for you to win some tickets. You can text the keyword THUNDER to the short code 20357. One entry per day now through noon on Friday. Again, that's THUNDER to the short code 20357 for a chance to win tickets to the home opener of the Wichita Thunder. Message and data rates apply. And tonight, over on KFH, NFL Thursday Night Football, 97.5, 1240 KFH. Pregame start at 6:30. The Pittsburgh Steelers in Cincinnati to face the Bengals. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning. Sports, of course, is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve the veterans that served our nation. Located in Northeast Wichita, Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Making friends is good for your health. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. 62 degrees here at 6:30 on this Thursday morning. A man accused in the death of a Wichita man during a fight at an American Legion club last week was in court Wednesday.
52-year-old Daryl Buckner was charged with first-degree murder and aggravated battery in the death of 55-year-old Anthony Grayson and injuring another man. The shooting happened after a fight broke out at the bar. Prosecutors say Buckner went to his car and retrieved a gun. Bond was set at $1 million. His next court date is scheduled for October 27th. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
President Trump is eyeing another major city for a crime crackdown. Fox's Henry Lee reports on how city leaders are reacting.
On Wednesday, President Trump said he's proposing the National Guard be sent to San Francisco, echoing an initial suggestion last week by Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff because of a police shortage.
I think we can make San Francisco one of our great cities 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and now it's a mess.
State Senator Scott Wiener disagrees.
We don't need this federal intervention in San Francisco. We don't want it.
The backdrop Wednesday was the San Francisco Police Academy, where the city is trying to rebuild its ranks. The SFPD is short about 500 officers after the pandemic, but is now seeing the largest surge of recruits at the academy in 5 years. The mayor and DA say the city is busy tackling crime.
The Trump administration is already embattled with state and city leaders in Illinois over the deployment of troops to quell protests in response to ICE operations in the area. Wichita police have confirmed the arrest of a 24-year-old man in connection with the drug overdose death of a 15-year-old last month here in the city. In a news release, WPD says, since the department's initial response to the September 14th call, quote, our investigators and overdose analysts have been working to pursue justice and ensure accountability for the people responsible for this senseless death, unquote. Police say canine officers arrested the 24-year-old man Wednesday. The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency announced recently that a turret gunner killed in World War II has been accounted for.
Army Air Force Staff Sergeant Clifford Keeney was 26 when he was killed September 13, 1944, during World War II. Keeney's family received their full briefing on his identification this past June, and now additional details may be shared. In 1944, Keeney was a top gunner on board a B-17 Flying Fortress assigned to the 327th Bombardment Squadron, 92nd Bombardment Group, 8th Air Force. He was reportedly killed in action during a bombing mission over Germany. 8 of the 9 crew members on board were also killed and buried by German forces in a cemetery, but Keeney's remains were not accounted for after the war. In 2008, a recovery team discovered possible remains and material evidence. In 24, a team returned to the area and continued the investigation, recovering possible remains and life support equipment. To identify Keeney's remains, scientists used dental and other analysis to help bring closure to the family. Keeney will now be buried near his home in Pennsylvania later next month. The Salute to Service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage, knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny skies this morning, then just a few clouds and warm this afternoon. 81 is the high, southeast winds, 15 to 25 and gusty. Mostly clear this evening, could see a shower or storm late tonight into Friday morning. Overnight low 62. Partly cloudy, breezy, and warm on Friday with a high in the low 80s. Chance of storms on Friday evening, those could be strong, turning much cooler this weekend. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a clear sky, southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. 62 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:35 with Steve and Ted in the morning on this October 16th. It was on this date 102 years ago, 1923. Walt Disney launched an empire when he founded the Disney Brothers Cartoon Studio with his brother, Roy Disney. And 1923, what a success they made out of that. The cartoons, the Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, and all of them. And then the theme parks that he opened up in the mid-50s. Disneyland. And then the one in Florida, Disney World. So quite a deal. And if you've ever, I know that people in management and business have studied the Disney method, if you will, and how they did business, how they've done business over the years. And there's a lot in there that people can, in business, I guess, have found very, very useful.
Yeah.
I've had a little exposure to it. One of the things they do, or the, I presume they still do at the park is nobody, it was really a fantasy land. Nobody there was an employee. Nobody there was a worker. Nobody there was a, you know, they were all cast members. Took all these young people and put them in costumes. Every one of them a different one. And it might be a different character the next day. And they were the people who were running the rides and doing the concessions and everything. And so the people who worked there thought they were really in show business, and they were.
Yeah.
And so it's quite – the idea was to make everybody feel like they had just left the real world and they were in fantasy land. So there you go. The Disneys, great success. By the way, I've actually I didn't really get to shake his hand, but I did see Roy several years ago. Walt had already died, but I was at a function out in Hollywood, in Los Angeles at the park and saw Roy and – former President Ronald Reagan at the time, and Art Linkletter, and Bob Cummings. It's quite a deal. It was their 85th anniversary, or 35th anniversary of the park, I guess. Anyway, and onward and numbered this morning, a Maryland man used the ages of his grandchildren to play the state lottery's bonus match 5 game. He ended up winning $50,000. Essex resident John Lang told Maryland lottery officials, he took a one-month break from buying lottery games that ended with a trip to Mace Liquors on Mace Avenue in Baltimore County last week. Bought the ticket, $50,000, and Lane said his prize money will go toward home improvement projects and saving for the future. Not a bad idea. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, 6:38 on this Thursday morning. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Jed. We saw a string of entire cattle complexes closing on the positive come to an end yesterday. After 8 straight sessions of upside, it ended as we saw live cattle and feeder cattle trade mostly negative yesterday, but they closed two-sided. Live cattle closed on mainly bull spreading action, while the feeder cattle were on bear spreading action. There's still no cash cattle trade being reported in our feed yards. Estimated cattle kill yesterday was very strong at 122,000 head. Tuesday, 120,000 head. That's the largest kills back-to-back we've seen in a long time. Lean hogs traded and closed positive yesterday. On the close, December live cattle, 27 cents higher, 246.70. November feeders down 65 cents at 380.67, and December lean hogs were 45 cents higher at 83.60. Now, the only fresh news Wednesday was the monthly NOPA soybean crush. That was the second largest month ever at 197.9 million bushels. Only the wheat futures closed negative yesterday after we saw two-sided trading throughout the session in the grain and soybean complexes. At the moment, December Kansas City wheat's down 2.5 cents at 485 and three quarters. December corn up a half a penny at 417 and a quarter. November beans a nickel higher at 1011 and one half. November crude oil 59 cents higher at 58.86. December gold's up $58.30 at $4,259.90. December S&P's up 27 points at 6,742. December dollar index 11 cents lower at 98.43. And December Dow Jones futures 121 points higher at 46,613. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Lifter Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Time today is World Food Day. Apparently, I think I read United Nations sponsored this just to put an emphasis on the fact that there are a lot of people around the world who are not getting enough food. And, you know, there you go. And I take it, you know, that's fine. Let's talk about the people who put it on the table, though. On World Food Day, thank you for the farmers and the ranchers and the folks who do that, right?
Exactly. And this situation of, you know, not enough food around the world has been around forever. And I do not believe personally it will ever be solved, because there's places that food has been donated to areas that need it, but it does not get to the people that really need it. And then we've also got problems in some of these countries where they are resisting modern farming practices. What I mean that is they do not want like GMO crop products out there and stuff. And it just inhibits them from raising better yields in their farming practices, too.
Now, I know all of that is true. And you ship something over there to some country, and some dictator takes it and sells it to somebody, and they never get it to the people who need it. So, you're right. I think we probably will have this situation for at least our lifetimes going forward. But but today, let's think about the good things about world food. I'll tell you one good thing. Last night, I got a great big old ribeye at a local restaurant. Not going to tell you which one. It was a bone-in ribeye. I had to save some. I gave some of it to the wife. We just split it up. It was delicious. Like a good ribeye. Now and then, you know.
Well, it's also nothing better than a bone-in ribeye, because you get that extra flavor from that bone, too.
Yeah, and I miss this. Is whenever I eat like that or a T-bone, I miss my dog I had. Lucky my rat terrier, because he was a fiend for bones. I mean, you take a bone home to him, and he is on that thing. And by the next morning, there's nothing left. He just chews it right down and it disappears. So, yeah, Lucky loved his old steak bones. So anyway, there you go, sir.
That's another good thing about beef versus chicken. You would never give chicken bones to your dog because they could choke on them.
Absolutely not.
Beef bones, they're good for them.
Right. And we knew that. And if you got a dog, please don't give him a chicken bone. Wow. That could be awful. All right. Thank you, Tom. And one more reason not to eat chickens. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP. He is the money tracker. The scary thing about electric vehicles. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS, 6:47 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
President Trump is thinking about putting National Guard troops in San Francisco and regular troops in Venezuela.
Two.
Government shutdown is in day 16 with no end in sight.
One.
Two people dead after bicycle and motorcycle collide in southwest Wichita near Harry and Palisade. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes getting heavier out there now, starting to see more and more traffic on the roadways. Once again, not really slowing down yet. So not heavy enough for that to happen, but we do have a bit of a slowdown now, especially northbound. It's K-15 down in the Derby area. That backup starts at Patriot Avenue, but you can see spots of very heavy traffic going almost all the way back to Buckner where it crosses. So watch for some slow-moving traffic northbound on K-15 in the Derby area. Traffic update
from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. In the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 82 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 63. And for Friday, sunny, tomorrow's high 82. And now we have a clear sky, 62 degrees, southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The race to create AI assistants is heating up, with Amazon introducing a new product.
Fox on Tech.
Any good assistant should be able to manage your schedule, research and pull together notes before a big meeting, and more. And now every major tech company is racing to become your go-to assistant platform. Amazon has introduced QuickSuite, an agentic AI application that AWS users can use to automate tasks. AWS Vice President of AI told Fox Business that QuickSuite has access to all of your docs and information to be as helpful as possible.
It connects to all your data across data warehouses, to docs in MS 365, Google Docs, to systems like SAP and ServiceNow and Canva and many more.
On Thursday, Google launched Gemini Enterprise. It's powered by the tech giant's AI models and allows users to ask questions about their company's data, documents, and applications, all in a conversational manner, like you would a human assistant. For Fox on Tech, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
A good day for bank stocks on Wall Street yesterday.
Stocks ending mixed as investors focus on the latest batch of mostly upbeat earnings reports while monitoring trade tensions between the U.S. and China. Big banks continue to deliver robust earnings. Shares of Bank of America rose over 4% after posting a 23% jump in profit, becoming the latest major U.S. bank to benefit from the summer's mega deals on Wall Street. Morgan Stanley saw its profits surge 45% in what its CEO touted as an outstanding quarter. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, J.P. Morgan Chase and IBM, the Dow decliners, Travelers, Honeywell, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow down 17 points, the Nasdaq higher by 148, S&P 500 up 27. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:50. The scary thing about electric vehicles. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker with us this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Steve and Jad. I own a hybrid vehicle. Uh-oh. It's a plug-in, meaning that I run a cord to it at night with no special wiring. Well, it does have a kit sort of thing with the fitter, you know, you know what I mean. Anyway, I plug it in overnight and I get 20 miles, about 20 miles of battery storage just on 110. And it costs me about a quarter of a gallon of gas. Now, the scary thing about
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Full-on electric vehicles, to me, is taking a long trip. Well, you have to find a place to get a charge. And, of course, how long is it going to take? That scares a lot of Americans away from EVs. In addition to what they call range anxiety, that's what that is, and running out of juice for a long trip, charging times add to the concern, as does an uneven build-out of charging networks across the United States. Many shoppers still see EVs as more expensive up front than gas-powered cars, and they generally are. China has become the heavyweight of the EV world. In 2024, it produced more than 70% of global electric vehicles and sold nearly 13 million cars. So far this year, the sale of gas cars has declined, while EVs saw strong double-digit growth in battery electrics and plug-in hybrids. China's dominance has challenges. Too many brands, aggressive price wars, and potential overcapacity. Chinese automakers like BYD, NIO, and XPeng are expanding exports, but tariffs and trade restrictions in the United States and Europe may slow that push. Chinese automakers are rolling out cheap subcompacts, extended range, software-rich luxury models, and the much smaller U.S. market is benefiting from similar breakthroughs in battery chemistry and design. Within a few years, 500 miles on a single charge may become standard, eclipsing the current 250 to 350-mile range. Charging networks are also expanding, even with grid capacity and coordination challenges because of other uses for electricity. Yes, range anxiety and charging fears are real, but they're shrinking as technology and infrastructure catch up. EVs are on a trajectory to become not just practical, but probably dominant. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
I'm currently reading a book about the American Revolution. Do you know who invented the word battery? Think about it for a little. You'll get it.
Bat Masterson.
Battery. Benjamin Franklin. He did a lot of work in the early days with electricity, with a kite and all that. And he invented some of the terms, I guess, like, you know, watt, volt.
Really?
Yeah. The guy was a genius.
I had no idea.
I've read about him quite a bit, and I always find out something new about this guy. That man was something else.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Battery.
Wow.
Okay. Here's a day we all celebrate every year. We look forward to it. National Bosses Day.
Okay.
Boss has been used as slang to describe something cool.
Bruce Springsteen.
Back in the 60s, it was, hey, that's boss. So if you're blessed with a great boss, you could call him a boss boss.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. Whatever you call him, do a little something for the boss in your life.
Okay.
I'm going to take home a loaf of bread to my boss who lives at my house, my wife.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ever had a good one? I know you've had a good boss.
Everybody's, yeah, I've had good bosses, had a, yeah.
But not many bad ones. I've had a couple that were very questionable. One guy who was a boss for about 2 weeks for me one time.
Uh-huh.
And I left the company after that at that point. And a few months later, he got into a fist fight with one of the salespeople, and he was gone.
Really?
This guy was a jerk.
Wow.
Brought in by the new owners of the radio station, and he was a loser.
Not good.
Yep.
Well, I've had, you know, when I look
at most of my bosses have been great, though.
I agree. When I look at my careers, I've had sort of different careers.
Career, sure.
Aside from one, I guess I did have a boss to begin with, but I often am in positions where I'm the boss. I mean, it's my deal. I eat what I kill, you know? I mean, it's up to me. So you don't have a boss. That's a different kind of thing. And some days when I was boss, I didn't like my boss.
Yourself. Okay.
So, but that, but yeah,
that's
happens.
It. I mean, one of my granddaughters, of course, Jocelyn, she's 19 now, but when she was very little, I asked her, I don't know, she was 7 or 8 years old. I said, what do you think you're going to be when you grow up? She says, I don't care, as long as I'm the boss. And I thought that was pretty
is she
sharp.
Is she the boss?
In her own little way, yes. She's one of those type A's. She's in charge, and she's organized.
Wow.
If she ever goes in business, she'll be a great boss. I know.
I bet.
But I think that of all my grandchildren, you know. There you go.
Well, she's obviously your favorite.
Okay, yeah, Don. Yeah. Listen. You'll be in here tomorrow morning. We'll have a great time. It'll be Friday.
Hey, Friday all day.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
Thank you, Don. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, every morning at this time here with Steve and Ted. Coming up, top of the hour news here. In our top of the hour news this morning, no end in sight for the government shutdown. And we've had a tragic double fatality accident in southwest Wichita this morning. We'll tell you all about it with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh,
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.